Good morning, or afternoon, or evening. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. As I mentioned in a previous one, I'm going to make these podcasts weekly, more or less. And I appreciate that. I think I was going to make them on a Tuesday. That may well still be true, although this is actually going out on a Monday. However, if you've gone and looked for it on a Tuesday, you'll notice it's here. I have a cup of coffee and I'm going to talk today a little bit more about what I was talking last time. However, in the previous week, I have been thinking deeply about the purpose of life and what are we here for, but more about, I suppose I was asking, is what we see real, and can we change the reality to suit ourselves to a degree? And I have gone through a thought process here, and I think this is quite important. Well, I mean, obviously it's going to be important to me, but it may not be important to you. And I think this is worthy of me trying to fathom this out in the Naked Englishman, which is a series of thoughts, a sort of first draft. And then I think this could make a more precise or condensed video, which I put on YouTube as part of my channel. So forgive the meandering that the audio on The Naked Englishman allows, but this is my sandbox for thinking. So I'm just wandering about, really, but I think I might just sit down on this. So I think the video will probably be called Do They Exist? This is the mysterious they that control everything. Do they really exist? Because there's a lot of people that will say they don't, and there's a lot of people that say, of course, they do, and that everywhere we look is being manipulated. And that may or may not be true. Let's get to it. So to get to that, I think we need to understand, at least in my mind, what is the purpose of life? For if we do not know what the purpose of life is, if we do not question why we're here or where here is, I mean, these are the fundamental questions that I suppose we ask quite early on. We get wrapped up in life as we see it, or as it appears, and we stop asking these questions. And I think that's the mistake that we make. So the questions that we find ourselves in some form of awareness, don't we? We become aware, and we find ourselves in a physical body, and we're thinking, oh, okay, I'm in a body, and this body has certain amazing abilities, and also it has certain limitations. It can't fly, yet birds can, and so on. So we think, well, okay, what am I? Who am I? And life gives us these answers, of course, as we initially see it. And this, to me, is like kindergarten or nursery school. We enter nursery school, and most people never leave nursery school because they don't realise there's anything else. So we ask not only who am I and what am I, but what am I here for? Why am I here? At nursery school we just sort of accept it, don't we? We just go there and we just go, oh yes, we have to go to nursery school. We have to go to nursery school on Monday to Friday, and perhaps if your family has Sunday school, you go to Sunday school as well. And as a child, a young child, these things are introduced to you, and that's the state of life, and we all believe it, and we all go along with it. And we perhaps stop asking these fundamental questions of who am I, what am I, and what is this? What is this thing I'm looking at? We take it at face value. And then we take the other things at face value, which are what we're supposed to do. But what is the purpose of life? Well, it seems to me the purpose of life is to understand those fundamental questions. Keep asking them, rather than just go, oh, well, obviously, you know, I'm in a human body, I must be human, I have a name, I live on a particular a piece of land which has been called a country, or a county, or a town, or a village, and I don't own any of this, but these people seem to control it. And so that is something that we all take for granted, we all accept, and we all believe. Now, I'm saying that there's various stages to this. So that's stage one, nursery school. As we grow up, if we grow up and we realise, hang on a minute, I think there's more to life than just this, which I think is part of the purpose of life. Sorry about any wind that's blowing on my microphone. It is a sensitive microphone. I'll try and get out of the wind a bit. What's the next stage? Well, those that do start to question will start to leave nursery school and go a greater awareness. They'll start what I suppose people are calling waking up. So there's the accepted world that people are in. You get up, you go to work, you earn some money, you bring up your children, you get a mortgage, you work for somebody else, very often they're corporations, and you pay your taxes. You do all the things that we accept. Within all of that, there is sort of certain, I suppose, what would you call little sweets, that there's elements of freedom. And we all believe that that's what life is. That is what life is. And we all accept that. Then we start to wake up, and we move away from the, let's call it the system or nursery school, and we start to say, actually, do you know what? Like, this isn't everything. This isn't true. This isn't the whole shebang. And we start to see shadowy figures lurking in the background. We start to think, hang on, there's more to this than meets the eye. Things are being manipulated. I don't believe that what's being told to me through mainstream media, what the teachers have told me, what business has told me, particularly what government and the council and these other things have told me, is necessarily true. I think there might be the lies. Global warming could well be one of those lies. The fact that you have to pay your taxes could be one of those lies, that going to work for 9 to 5 to get a pension and having to spend money could well be one of those lies. It's a system that we've found ourselves in. The name Joe Bloggs, whatever it is, Fred Bloggs, we start to realise that the name that we are given is also a lie. And the clues are there. It is a game of Cluedo. The clues are there. You look at the so-called birth certificate only to discover it's not actually a certificate of birth, but it is a copy of an entry into a register of names of people who have been born. But blatantly, you do not need a certificate to say that you have been born, because there you are. You know, someone says, I need to have see your birth certificate. And you say, well, what do you need to see my birth certificate for? Blatantly, I was born, for I am here in front of you. They may say, ah, but it gives me the information of your parents and times of birth and all of this, which, of course, is all hearsay, for you don't know, for you were only a baby, and at that point, not fully conscious, and you're relying on, as much as you may love them, your parents, but also they are relying on the fact that their parents also told them about their birth. How do we know anything? Anyway, that may all be lies. So that may all be stuff that's made up, because we don't really know. And then everything that we read about and we're told about and we're taught in school and we read in history books or we read can all be made up. We don't know if it's really real. And this is where we get to where I was last week when I was saying, as you look at things, how do we know any of this is real? We assume that the tree in front of me or the road or a house or whatever it is real, the table is real. But we also know that we've been told at least that everything's made up of these protons and protons? Atoms and nitron, whatever they are, all these little particles. And they whiz around and they give the appearance of something real. So then we realise that these things aren't even real to begin with. Everything is, it looks solid, but it isn't solid, as it were. As I say, it's a game of Cluedo we're in. We get these mysterious figures. And these mysterious figures are people who are pulling the strings. People who, it seems, have planned things, we're told. We unfold that they've planned things for years, that the school system is a system to actually keep people dumb and become good workers. You know, the bell rings and you have to get up and go to the next lesson. The teacher calls out the register, and of course it's just issuing your name into your head that's definitely you. There's no question of it. It's a repetitive thing. This is you. The whole thing is hypnosis. You're being manipulated. And people start to wake up and go, hang on a minute, this is what's going on. We realise that money, of course, has no value whatsoever. A promise to pay what? There's no backing. There's no gold. There's nothing to back it. It's just bits of paper. And now it's not even bits of paper. Of course, we realise that it's just noughts and ones on a computer. The noughts and ones don't even really exist. And yet that's giving people, billionaires, the ability to buy whatever they damn well like, and other people the inability to buy anything in the physical world. We start to wake up and we start to go down the spiritual path, and we start again to ask those questions: who are we, what are we, and where are we? And we step perhaps away from the system and we say, ah, I don't want to be part of that system anymore. I don't want to be part of it. But you're still acknowledging that the system exists. And you're still, there's an element of fear, because it's all driven by fear, that you go and, you know, do your own thing, not pay the tax, not pay council tax, not drive on the road without a driving licence, not pay these debts that the utility bills, you know, how dare they be charging us things I'm not going to use my phone for their listening to me. I am not going to accept facial recognition. All these sort of things. I shall move away from this system. And we get to that point, and I think that's where most people go. And again, that's just junior school. That is junior school. We have woken up. We've acknowledged that things are being manipulated, and we're living in junior school. What is the purpose of life? Purpose of life is to understand the truth. We get to that point, and the truth still seems to be that we are being manipulated. And we live in fear of it, but we move away. And I got to that with my book, Biggleswick, The Town That Wouldn't Comply. For then we get to that point where we say, we don't comply then. We don't comply with it. And I think that's where we're in junior school. Where we say, actually, do you know what? The purpose of life is not to be at this school at all. Is we now say, and I think this is where we move to, or we should be moving to, when we look up at the sky and we say, oh, they're chemtrailing again, or they're waging war again, or they are doing this, or they are controlling us this way. We're still giving them the credit that they exist. So what we do is, like a plant, is we stop watering them. You see, once you've planted the seed, it's like infant school is that where you're walking through a forest, let's say, or a garden. Junior school is where you recognise the plants and you go, yeah, they're the roses, they're the thorns, they're the brambles, they're the stinging nettles. Oh yes, it's the stinging nettles who are controlling everything. We now move to the point where we no longer look and acknowledge or accept that these stinging nettles even exist. They only exist. So who are they? They, the mysterious cabal, the various dark forces, the Freemasons, the this, that, and the other, that we're told all exists, that we must try and avoid. All the time, we think that we must avoid them, or that we won't comply with them, or that we will run away from them and somehow find an alternative life. All the time that we say that, we're still acknowledging that these mysterious shadows are there. Well, I think the purpose of life is quite simply, you do not water those plants. You do not think about them as being alive or existing. In other words, you come to the realization that they are only in your mind, and you deny them the power to exist, the power to exert any influence over you. And I think that once you get to that point, they wither and die. Just as when you do not water the plant that you do not want, if you keep giving it the water and still stay in fear of it, it's potentially going to sting you. But when you stop giving it the life to live, it has no control on you. And for me, I think this is the revelation that what people in the so-called truth movement and freedom movement are starting to not realise, or haven't yet to realise, and maybe I could be wrong, of course, but this is my life and this is how I live, is that actually don't give them the benefit. So in other words, when looking up in the sky, we don't say, oh, look, they're chemtrailing, because we are giving them the power to exist and do these things. Now, everything, it seems to me, is an illusion. And so therefore the purpose of life is to live. To live without fear. To deny the system any existence. And if one does that, perhaps we step into the realm that we're supposed to have done, you know, years ago, as young men, when we come out of the, you know, who am I? Oh, I'm some sort of spiritual being. I'm an awareness. I am an awareness. I do not have a name, but I am happy to be, my attention can be drawn by using some sort of sound, like Richard is a sound. You can call me Richard. The surname and birth certificate and registration in a document is irrelevant. That's got nothing to do with me. What am I? I am this sort of awareness that is temporarily in a human body, having an experience. Where am I? What is this? This is a beautiful and wonderful place. And initially, to help me understand what's around, there are these systems. But don't be caught by them, with the taxes, the control, the government, the fear factors, the dumbing down. These have been potentially manipulated by people to keep us in this one type of area. The game is like a maze. Find your way out. Once you've found your way out, you start to realize, actually, I've left that behind. They now don't exist. They have no hold on me. They cannot have a hold on me. Because I am now fully formed, grown up, and ready to live in a free world. And once we say, they don't have the hold on me, they don't even exist, the most powerful thing that can possibly happen is that they disappear in a puff of smoke or in a puff of logic, as Douglas Adams once said in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And that, I think, is the purpose of life, is to live freely. And the only way we get there is we realize that they do not exist. And once, it isn't that they never existed. It's, you know, you could say, well, the vast majority of people don't even know that they exist. And so they don't know that they exist. It is that you have to go through, you know, across the quagmire. You don't know that the bog is there. But the bog is there. Until you've crossed the bog. And you go across the bog, which is the waking up process, because it's hard. The bog is there. But once you get to the other side of the bog isn't there. You're no longer in the bog. You don't need to look behind you anymore and go, oh, there's the bog, because you've crossed it. That's the point. It isn't that they didn't exist, but they are an illusion. And they exist only when you give them the power to exist. And you go through the process and you come out the other side. And then they not only do they not bother you, but they're not there to bother you. That's the point. And then, if they do not exist, what does that mean? What does that mean? The things that are holding you back. Surely at that point, once you've gone across the bog, once you've realised the bog no longer exists, once they are no longer part of your life, that you're not in fear of them, surely, as you now exist, magic happens. And when you're on that tip of the realm of living, which of course would be much better if we were realized this before we get too old, but who knows? Maybe health is restored, maybe youth is restored, maybe you live far longer, long as you want. When you realize the things that you have been, that have been limiting you, have been removed. So thank you for listening, and I will talk to you next time.